Dale Talon, a busy guy, making those calls, making those trades, joining Gord Stellick, Todd Halushko. Well, talked to you a couple of days ago, and you've been a busy guy, and maybe talk about the couple of guys, Jiri Hudler and Teddy Purcell, becoming members of the Florida Panthers and how they fit in.
Well, you know, we have a few spots up front, and we felt that to give us a balanced attack, they would give us, you know, three really good scoring lines. And so, you know, Jiri and they have great abilities to find the open guy. And now we've got, when we get Huberdeau back, we'll have three really good scoring lines and a very good fourth line with some energy and aggressive play. So it makes our team deeper. And, you know, we've got a lot of good kids in the lineup right now, but I think getting deeper into this run here to make the playoffs, that's the first and foremost plan. They're going to give us that extra opportunity to give us the composure that they bring with their experience and their abilities.
Dale, was there anything prospect-wise or pick-wise that you really didn't want to part with?
Well, yeah. We've got some really good young players that we didn't want to, you know, obviously we didn't want to part with Krause or Matheson or McCaution or Hauerluck or Lamico, you know, and Malgin. These are all kids that we really are high on. We have a tremendous depth chart now, and, you know, we don't want to, you know, we have Rao and playing some games now. Logan Shaw's come up and really played well. So we've got a lot of good players that we want to keep. So, you know, we felt that we've drafted extremely well lately. We have a lot of assets coming. So it was give us the opportunity to trade some of these picks. We still kept our first this year, and we have our first next year. And that's, you know, not a bad thing based on what we have in the system. So, you know, we felt very confident that we have enough to in our system that will make up for the draft choices that we gave away today.
What's it like being a buyer rather than a seller? This is like old times in Chicago.
Well, it's a little different experience, still no less stressful. But, you know, we had Luongo 2 years ago and then Yager last year. And, you know, I'd rather be buying than selling. It's a lot more pleasant experience, even though it is stressful. But I'm too long and too painful to go the other way. It takes so much work to get back, but it's a necessary thing you have to do, and we've gone through it, and now we're hopefully not going to have to do it for a long time, but, you know, it's nice to be a buyer.
Well, and look what you're able to, I would say, sell them on. I remember years ago, UFA, and you said, yeah, we're selling them on the fact there's no state tax in Florida, these kinds of things. Now people want to be part of a winner. That's an intangible.
Yes, it is, and, you know, I went through that in Chicago, too. People didn't want to come because of the perception that it wasn't a winning team or a winning attitude, but that's changed here. We're getting great support from Vinny Viola this morning. He was urging me on to get after it and go get them, do what you have to do, and that's really fun, and it's really a great feeling when your owner tells you to, you know, go for it. I only needed one second of encouragement to go after it, so I like this, and it's great for our franchise.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people in Calgary, and I know the character that Jiri Hudler brings to a team. I mean, was that one of the attributes that you were looking forward to and you're excited about, is having a guy of this character coming in and obviously being able to blend in with the guys like Barkov and the European guys with Jager? It's got to make the transition a little bit easier for him and maybe get a little bit better results out of him immediately coming into this team.
Well, I think he's very excited, and he's got a great personality, and I like that. That'll bring some life into our locker room. You know, we have a good locker room. We have a really good group, but he'll fit in nicely. He's got great personality. He's got spunk, as I like to say, and he's a good player, too, so he makes other players around him better.
And Florida doesn't have to wear shoes. That was a problem there in Las Vegas, so that'll work out well for him as far as that goes. What?
I told him he had to wear shoes this time when he came to Florida.
that was funny.
Flip-flops will work.
That was funny.
That was part of the personality. Yeah, you're talking about. Now, the Purcell trade, we heard about it, and then it seemed to be on hold. Was there something, there was talk that there was something quirky about that third-round pick that had to be resolved? Was that the case?
They're on the phone right now doing the deal, so everything's fine.
Okay.
So
okay, well, I worry about you.
I know.
Okay, just want to make sure it's okay. Yeah, your old buddy Ron Hewitt would want to make sure it's okay. You know that.
Dale, we've watched this Florida team just go through like a great transition this year, and I mean, does it surprise you just a little bit? I know as a general manager, you know, you probably expected this type of result and the results that this team has brought in this year, but has there been a little bit of an element of surprise to how good your team actually has been this year?
Well, you just never know. You know, we had a great year last year and we just missed the playoffs, you know, and so we used that as a motivator. And then we felt that going into the season, a lot of teams would be ready for us because of what we did last year. And it was a bit of a struggle early with injuries to Barkov and to Bjugstad. But a lot of guys have stepped up to the plate. And some of the young guys we called up, we've used 9 different guys from our farm team that have come up and contributed. And they started to believe in themselves, and the kids and the blend of veterans, you know, you just never know. And then we went on a 12-game winning streak, which is, you know, unheard of in today's game. But it's an exciting time for us. And I'd be lying to say I expected this, but I expected us to have a winning season and compete for a playoff spot. And that's what's happening right now.
Well, we just had Scotty Bowman on early. He said, okay, now we're going to sit back and see what the other teams do. What are the Florida Panthers saying? Are you ever done or are you done?
Well, we'll see what happens. You know,
okay.
You never know. You still got a day and a half, so.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
You're like the Marines. You've done more by 9 a.m. than most people have done all day. So there we go. We'll let you. Hey, thanks for joining us, Dale, and congrats on the deals and the way the season's gone. It's exciting times. I know these are two great additions.
All right. Thank you very much.